Hello there. My name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today's topic is who should consider doing a podcast. Of the who, what, when, where, why questions that I've set myself on, this is probably the simplest to answer and the most difficult to turn into a long enough episode worth recording. The reason being should be fairly obvious. Anyone can do a podcast. That's one of the beautiful things, I think, about podcasting. As long as you have a computer, phone, or tablet of modern enough vintage that it has a built-in microphone and can connect to the internet, you can have a podcast. Not that you shouldn't upgrade your gear a little bit, but technically it's true. Like I said in the previous episode, number 6, about why you should consider starting a podcast, there are plenty of great reasons why. And we could argue until we're blue in the face as to whether someone should start a podcast. But these days, with so much communication moving to texts, GIFs, social media posts, where we shout things at our followers but rarely engage in much conversation, I think podcasting is a great way to gather some friends, work colleagues, or even your enemies and talk things out. Talk about your favorite movies, the stupid things you did in school, what makes your business so awesome, what your organization is doing to help those in need around you, answer questions from your community or fans, talk about your favorite YouTube videos, the Twitch streams you're loving, how you become a TikTok superstar, whatever it is. But besides all the business and marketing reasons to start a podcast, which, by the way, if you work for a business or are curious about how podcasting can help your marketing efforts, do please get in touch with me at lemonproductions.ca/contact. But besides all the business stuff, podcasting is just fun. And that's my personal opinion, obviously, but I think you might find it fun as well. If your friends or family have moved far away, you can still do a podcast together. It's actually a great way to have a scheduled conversation with someone for no reason other than you're going to record a podcast together. I did this with my brother-in-law when he was living in Australia. We'd record our conversations talking about how each of our businesses were doing, challenges we were facing, interesting social media or marketing tips we thought might work for each other, that kind of thing. And it was great. Every week we'd had a conversation, or maybe it was every couple weeks, I can't remember. And it was just on the calendar, so we did it. And probably if we were left to our own devices, we'd push off just a phone call. But because there was a podcast to record, it gave us an excuse and a reason and a justification to get on Skype and chat. So who should start a podcast? You should. You're most likely listening to this because you have some sort of interest in podcasting, unless you're really confused because you thought this was about how to start a lemon farm. Sorry about that. Email your friend, come up with a name. By the way, naming your podcast is 2019's version of naming your band when I was in high school. Design some podcast artwork, just a big square that's 3,000 pixels wide. Fire up GarageBand on your Mac or something ugly but functional on a Windows computer and start your podcast. You sign up for a transistor.fm account, upload your file, and you've got a podcast. You've got lots of time to learn about editing, branding, marketing your podcast, gear you should use, all that stuff. That's all the easy part. The hard part is hitting record and uploading it to Transistor for someone else in the world to hear. By the way, Transistor takes it and spits it out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everyone else, and wherever everyone else listens to podcasts. Once you've done episode 1, you can listen to it, get feedback from friends, improve the things you can afford to, and get started on episode 2. Your listeners are waiting. That's it for this episode on Who Should Start a Podcast. You can find all the details for this show on the web at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways to subscribe. You can reach me on Twitter at lemonproduction or on Instagram where I'm lemonproductions.ca. By the way, I'd love to answer your questions about podcasting, anything you might have, whatever the easiest way is for you to get in touch with me, whether that's if you're on Twitter, like I said, at Lemon Production. If you're on Instagram, I've got actually in my stories, on my profile, there's an Ask Me Anything question you can hit and send in a question that way if you like, or tag me in a post somewhere and I'll try and find it and answer it in a future episode. This episode was written, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. My theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. And this episode's lemon food is Melissa's Outrageous Lemon Lover's Trifle. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.